Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Hey. Today we're going to mix it up a little bit with announcement of the group I like all the way from France. They travel the world. They're always on a world tour. And they're just a bunch of talented kids. Grown-ups, whatever. Very controversial sometimes, but always entertaining. That group's name is Anatomy Muscolare. I hope I'm saying it correct, because I don't speak French. Their names are Cecile, she's the guitar lead singer, Alice, drum, backup voices, and Victor, lead guitar. They're going to be touring all over Russia and even Siberia. And they're sending their love from Paris right now. They've got video teasers, which you can watch on my TV show. their new member's zodiac sign is Pisces. I love that. They're very funny. All right, I'm going to tell you a little bit about them. Okay, today's featured artist is Anatomy Muscolare with the release of their new album, Inside Interior, but it has a French name, on March 1st, which was yesterday. The rock sound and powerful group today, mixture to electro, prog, psych. A perfect album to dance, let go, race, touching, flare, roll in the mud, and tell stories. After a first eponymous album, I don't even know how to say these words, more than 200 concerts on three continents in Los Angeles, Music Awards, the electro rock trio from Paris, Two Girls and a Guy, continue to play all their codes. Best Artist of the Year in category grunge, a prestigious award given in the past to No Doubt, Systems of Down, Calm, Alien Ant Farm, Slash, and Black Eyed Peas. Well, Black Eyed Peas, I know. And Anatomy Muscolare's cover photos are courtesy of Marie Magan. So you can check them out at www.anatomybuscolare. But why don't we begin with L'Intérieur del Intérieur. Am I saying it right? Because I love these girls and guys. Anatomy Muscolare, here we go. This is a new album. love them. I mean, they also, and Anatomy Bouskalar, if you get a chance to see them do a live performance, they are just amazing. You want to check them out. They mostly tour Europe, but every now and then they've come to New York. I saw them here in New York. And I just became such an instant fan of their music and their different styles and their commitment to music. And as I said, what a great show they put on as well. This one is called Anatomy Disco. So let's check that out. AnatomyBouskalar.com if you want to find more information. They're also on Facebook. You can Facebook follow them. The music is just released yesterday, so get their CDs or download their music on Amazon.com and read up more about them. I'll play more about them in a little while, and they're just really good. They're the featured artist for today. Okay. Oh, but it's all fun. I love when you find a band that you really like, and it's it just makes it terrific. Here's a little Tom Carosa. No, not here. Here we go. Hi, dear. Now, a little Nancy Lombardo comedy coming right up. Slow streaming today, but we'll get it to you. Again, today's featured band is Anatomy Buscalar, www.anatomybuscalar.com. And you can check them out on Amazon.
Chris Reagan! Boy, I will do anything not to pay union musicians. You know? I just, hello sweetie. Well, want to be in a show? Well, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going to be picked on. Yeah, no, no, no. I'm sorry. We got a punishment here. We don't say no late. You buy 8 drinks now. Let's talk about what we're really here for. Me. Me. Yes, yeah. Lombardo. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes, every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Too far up. Yes, yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it. One's my husband. I don't know. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so... He's sweet. He's sweet. He says, look at that. You know, it's a man thing. But it's great. You know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from 2 points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule. Still good.
It wasn't
still
easy
good.
For me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. Oh, yeah. And when I first time I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we use for light when I was your age? The sun. Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You wanted some tea? Is it still good?
She got it.
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want your stinky old breath, and you're giving me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea, you know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding. You're not even seated. They're like... Grandma, Grandma, put those rolls back. Put those rolls back. Why? They ain't just going to throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. Land a hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. She could speak 2 languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Linda, Linda, no one out there, Mara. I don't have time for this kind of hustle. I want to say so. Stop.
That hurt. What did you just say?
And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me. These mom wisdoms, cliches, you might know them as, or glitches. I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What did you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She didn't give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where did babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolute Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little because I had really curly hair and my mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and an Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right. You feeling poetic? Okay. Feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko! Loser! You talk friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss is really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the door jam. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things like so. So anytime you think, yeah, I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Bon Jovi Acoustics, by the way. They've come out with some great new stuff. Can't wait to see those headphones. Those are going to be awesome. And check out their website. You'll get more information on that. And, of course, the lovely, the talented, the theatrically movie knowledgeable Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And this March 3rd, she reviews Whiplash, Boyhood, Out of the Dark, and other films that motivated her to write poems about them. Wow, Betty Jo. Branching out. That's Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And let's see. My friend Gordon Buckham, he sent me a little notice of something that just came out, and I want to give you a little reading. And it's a new book out called, I'm going to spell it, Leanne Lord's D-I-C-T Jokes. Why look it up when you can make it up? And she's just got a little self-published book out now. And you can get it available on Amazon. She's a stand-up comedian who's been on HBO, Lifetime, Comedy Central, and co-host on Dr. Neil's Talk Radio. Okay, you can go to veryfunnylady.com to find out more information on Leanne Lord's book, D-I-C-T Jokes, available on Amazon. So check that out if you're looking for interesting and unusual gifts for your knowledgeable friends who like to. I'll give you an example. That's the best way. Let's see. Let me find. Dysthymia, noun, a mild depression, pulling a muscle in your thigh. Okay. Duopsony, the study of duop. Okay. It's a collection of very funny words made into very funny meanings. All of them hers, I assume. All right, so she's a comedian. You want to check that out. I'll play a little of her comedy here, Leanne Lord. Here we go. And her books are available on...
You know, for a while, I got to be honest, for a long time I was considering becoming a Buddhist. But then I read that Buddha left his wife and baby to seek enlightenment. Oh, my God. Buddha's a deadbeat dad. That's why you only hear about the second coming of Christ. Buddha ain't coming. He has to pay 1,500 years worth of that child support. He ain't coming. Now, you know, I'm not a very religious person, but it really bothers me when I sneeze and people don't say, God bless you. That bothers me. Because, you know, the theory back in the day was that when you sneeze, an evil spirit enters your body. Saying, God bless you, drives it out. Now, I know that's just a superstition, but I don't want to take no chances. I don't want to be like... catch a cold lead of exorcism. That ain't right. But, man, I got to tell you guys, I love my job. I think this is the best job in the whole world. Because, you know what? Before this, I used to work at a bookstore, which was great except for the customers. You know, asking me questions when I'm trying to read. Excuse me. You know, this woman came in my store one time and said she was looking for a book but could not remember the author or the title. But said the cover was blue. I was like, oh, yeah, I know that book. We sold out. I was like, try back on Friday. I quit on Thursday. I do love to read, though. I really do. You know what? If books were illegal, you guys, I'd be in jail. And I'd have to get all hardcore about it, too. You know, get a tattoo of my favorite book, Harry Potter. What? love Harry Potter. You know, I am surprised, though. Sometimes I meet people who are not fans of the book, which surprises me. I was reading the first book, and this woman came up to me, kind of got in my face. She was like, you know, Harry Potter is a plot to corrupt children into believing in magic and worshiping the devil. I was like, whoa. Somebody needs to cut back on her caffeine. Because that's so crazy to me, because when I was a little kid, I didn't read Alice in Wonderland, think I was going to fall down a rabbit hole, meet an invisible talking cat, right? You don't get that from reading a book. You get that from dropping acid. I actually try to look on the bright side. You know, a few kids read Harry Potter, start worshiping the devil. At least they're reading. Because I think the last thing we want is an illiterate disciple of Satan, don't you think? You know, I was actually sharing that story with someone recently, and she actually said to me, she goes, oh my God, Leanne, you read Harry Potter? How white are you? I guess the next time I'm pulled over by the police, I can go, it's okay, officer, I read Harry Potter. And I was really confused by the question because I wasn't sure if she was trying to imply that black people don't read or that we don't read Harry Potter. Because I didn't ask one of my white friends to go buy the book for me with the money I earned picking cotton. That's not what happened. I guess for some people it's not enough that I am black. I have to act black too, which is kind of weird. Because honestly, I thought Eminem was acting black enough for all of us. But I got to tell you, I really have enjoyed being here, and I love what I do. I just want to ask you guys to do me a little favor. If you've enjoyed me this evening, can you please remember me so that I'm not just famous in my own mind? I'm serious. I'll tell you my name again so it sounds familiar. It's Leanne Lord. Yeah. Lord, L-O-R-D. That's a wonderful name to have, isn't it? Because right off the bat, you know, I got connections. Whenever anybody tries to mess with me, I'm like, excuse me? My name is Leanne Lord. I think you know my father. You guys, thank you so much. I'm Leanne Lord.
Leanne Lord! Oh, you'll remember.
Don't forget to check out Leanne Lord's new book, D-I-C-T, Jokes, Dick, like in dictionary, jokes. Alternate definitions for words you've probably never heard of but will never forget. Okay, why look it up when you can make it up? Available on Amazon. Check it out, Leanne Lord. All right, Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday, 4 p.m. The Mom and Pop Shop with George Bettinger, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dream Stream Radio at 4 p.m. You can check them out on Facebook. Also, check out Betty Jo on Facebook. And we're moving along time-wise. So let's play one more from their new release, Anatomy Bousculaire, and this is called Anatomy de l'Entrecôte du Sang. I hope I said that right. We'll know, because I don't speak French. And check them out at www.anatomebousculaire.com.
Thank you.
Well, our guest today was a special Anatomy Buscalar, so you want to check them out. And I just love them. I just love them. Oh, we're out of time already. I play some music, but I don't think I have anything that's short enough to play. So why don't we just go out with a bang and say thank you all for tuning in today. Been Nancy Lombardo with Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Tune in tomorrow, 4 p.m. to Betty Jo Tucker's Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The most informative movie show on Blog Talk Radio that I know. You want to check her out. Also, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, 5 p.m. And that's on Dreamstream Radio. Wacko World, they keep changing their times, but go to Wacko World on Facebook, follow them, and you'll get all their times. Chuck Skull, Golden Age of Radio, I believe that was on this morning, but I'm not sure. I'm so confused. Everybody keeps changing their times, and I'm not getting the messages. So if you message me that day, I'll try to remember to say it. That's what Betty Jo does. She's always on it. Anyway, remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby, all three of them. Buy them now. And my show is every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Three Channels Manhattan, and www.mnn.org all over the world. Thank you for tuning in. This is Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you.